Right now, we want to say hi to Jess Harnell. Jess, how you doing, man?
Dude, it's really freaking great to be here, and it's great to be on the Freak Show because I love freaks.
Hey, it smells like a freak show, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Even through the phone, you can pick up
some of that stank.
Hey, Jess, is your band still going?
Dude, it's not only still going, we're working on a new record, and it's even going to be stupider than the first one. It's going to be great.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it, man. I cannot wait. We talked with you.
It's Rock Candy.
Rock Candy? Right?
No, it's Rock Sugar.
Rock Sugar. That's what it is. Yeah,
it's all junk food, so it's all the same brand.
What's really cool
is that the first Rock Sugar record was basically 80s metal meets 80s pop tunes, and now, because they were stranded on an island until the end of the 80s, the band was, and now they're off the island, so now they know new tunes. So they're doing new tunes with 80s songs, too. So it's going to be just as cool, and we're going to have some big shows again. It's going to be awesome. And we love playing in Salt Lake. Did you guys come to the shows last time?
Yeah. I took my wife, and we had so much fun, man. We got a little too drunk, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I read about you guys in the paper. is she out of prison yet? Is she still in there?
No, she's out. She's out and doing good, man.
Congratulations.
Just barely, but now she's a dude.
So you're going to be here for the Comic-Con Fan X.
Yeah, man.
Is your band playing?
No, we're not playing this time. I think we're going to play next time. But you know what's really awesome? And I got to tell you guys something. And I mean, I know that your show is funny as hell, and I like being funny too. But this is the truth. This is, I think, my sixth time in a row doing the Salt Lake City Comic-Con. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you guys sincerely that you have such a great city, and you also, honest to goodness, have the best Comic-Con in the world. It's like, if I could only do one, hands down, it would be this one, because the town is great, the people are great, and the con is the best of its kind. And I don't say that to everybody, I just say it to you guys.
That's awesome.
That is cool. What makes ours good?
Well, dude, there's so many things. The attention to details. The guys that run it, Dan Farr and Brian Brandenburg, just made a decision to make it the best of its kind, and it shows in everything, because it's like, from the people at the con who are working there to the people at the hotel who are working there, everybody's awesome. You walk in the hotel, they got people rubbing your feet while you're waiting to check in. Well, I just made that up. They should, dude. But in every other way, it's like perfect. And the coolest thing is honest to goodness, the people at the con are like the coolest, nicest people. And, you know, when people come to my table, you know, I like to, like, this is called Fan X. It's like the fan experience. I don't really think of these people as my fans. I kind of think of them as my buddies, because they're the reason I have a house. You know
yes,
what I mean?
That's cool.
So when they walk up to say hi, I always like to take time with them and talk to them and kind of get to know them a little bit. And it's really cool, because in the space of a couple of minutes of talking to people that you actually are interested in, you can make kind of a difference to them.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome. And I've had people come back and see me year after year, and they go, dude, you know that conversation we had about this thing? Well, hey, man, I'm going after it, and now I'm going to art college, or I got my voiceover demo, and I got an agent, and all this cool stuff. So, you know, in a very rock and roll way, dude, I'm like a philanthropist.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing, too, is, you know, like the dad comes up, talks to you about music, and their kid's sitting there with them saying, oh, my gosh, that's the guy on you know.
Well, Doc McStuffins.
Whatever show they listen to, because you're on all of them, I think.
I have a five-year-old, and me and my five-year-old were watching Doc McStuffins this morning. And I was telling Bodie.
Really?
Yeah, and I was telling Bodie, I go, you know, the snowman's talking chili.
Chili.
And I go, that guy is going to be on my show today. And he could not comprehend that it was going to be a guy and not the snowman. And he was the snowman's not real. I go, no, but the guy voicing him is real.
It blew his mind.
Actually, that's still up for discussion and as a matter of opinion too, bro. But I will tell you this. No, Mick and Alan, the cool thing is, dude, is when little kids come up, right? When little kids come up and they know those voices from the cartoons, and they're little, like eight and under, and, you know, they hear the snowman voice coming out of this guy who looks like he should be in Def Leppard. The look on their face was like, what the hell is happening? it's like, dude, they feel like their worlds are colliding.
That's got to be so cool to play with little people like that and have fun with them.
Bro,
that would be so much fun.
I swear it is. It's like, you know what's really cool is sometimes, you know, you can be standing behind somebody in a supermarket line who's wearing a T-shirt with a character that you've done on their T-shirt. Like, I was behind somebody, and they were wearing a Transformer shirt, and my character Ironhide was on the front of the shirt. And it was just a kid, you know, he's like 11 years old, and he was there with his dad. So I just leaned forward, and I go, Optimus Prime, I need to tell you to save the city. And the look on this kid's face was just like, what the heck? And, of course, his dad had me arrested, but for a minute there, it was freaking awesome, man, right, you know? On.
Jess Harnell going to be at Fan X with Comic-Con this weekend. Make sure you stop by, say hi to him. Jess, got to run, got to do a break, but right on, man. It's a pleasure always to talk to you, and we'll see you this weekend.
Dude, I'll see you this weekend. I'll see you in September with Rock Sugar. We're coming back, and I'll talk to you then.
Sweet. All right, man.